Good morning. I'm Lou Valerio, your Garfield County Sheriff, and this is Just the Facts Live on Facebook. We do this program the first and third Mondays of the month, talk about a variety of things. And today we're going to be a little controversial because, quite frankly, I'm angry, and I've been angry all week.
Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio began his bi-monthly Just the Facts video Monday with his feelings on his sleeve. He said he was angry because of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, but his monologue quickly devolved into almost a rant against...
And liberal politicians and Hollywood elite want to jump on this bandwagon of gun control. They immediately want to blame guns.
Valerio, who began posting Just the Facts videos twice a month last November on the Garfield County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, also said Monday that he is saddened by events such as the Parkland, Florida school shooting, but that guns should not be blamed.
Talk about vehicle crashes. 25,000 people a year in this country are killed on the highways because of motor vehicle crashes. Half of those because of drunk drivers. But you don't hear anybody blaming the vehicle. No, we blame the driver. We have burglaries, businesses and homes. Do we blame the locks on the doors? No, we blame the criminal. Bank robbers. We don't blame the bank or the vault or the money or the teller. We blame the criminal. The same thing is true when we have somebody that's killed with a gun or any other kind of weapon. We need to blame the person behind the crime and not the gun.
He stated that mental health issues and evil are the problem, not guns. He defended the National Rifle Association, or NRA, by saying that it is not, quote, the second coming of ISIS, end quote, and that the group educates people about gun safety. He also presented the AR-15 as a kind of scapegoat for mass shootings.
The AR-15 is become this synonymous with mass shootings. And the fact is, there are half a dozen other sporting rifles out there that I could show you that have exactly the same caliber, exactly the same magazine capacity, exactly the same ballistics, but yet nobody's focusing on those. Is because
what Sheriff Valerio neglected to mention is that the AR-15 has been used in 13 out of 35 mass shootings since 1984, according to the Washington Post, including the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting in 2012, the 2016 Orlando, Florida nightclub shooting that killed 49 people, last October's Las Vegas massacre that killed 58 people, and the Sutherland Springs, Texas church killings last November. In fact, the National Rifle Association's website describes the AR-15 as, quote, America's rifle, end quote. Also on the website, Mark Lewis writes about 10 reasons to own the AR-15, which shoots one bullet every time the trigger is pulled, including hunting, farm and ranch use, bringing women into shooting sports, and disaster preparedness. Lewis goes on to say that owning an AR-15 is, quote, as uniquely American as baseball, apple pie, and the Second Amendment. It's a classic example of American exceptionalism, independence, and ingenuity, all the things that make us the land of the free and the home of the brave, end quote. Sheriff Valerio wants law enforcement in schools and ended his broadcast with this statement.
The biggest American tragedy, however, when it comes to these liberal politicians and these Hollywood elites, is something not only that they support and condone, but I'll choose to address, and that's the murder of hundreds of thousands of babies every year through abortion. So these folks apparently pick and choose which lives they think are important, which lives they think are tragic, but yet when it comes to this genocidal act, they don't want to do a thing about it, and they fully support and condone it. So until they look in the mirror and they tell me that's something that needs to be corrected in this country, I will not be lectured by them on gun control.
Of over the 6,000 views that the video has received, some comments supported the sheriff, including the Tea Party of Aspen, and some did not, stating that Valerio should not use the Garfield County Sheriff's Office Facebook page to express his personal opinions. But this is not the first time a Garfield County employee has used the sheriff's office as a platform for personal expression. In 2012, Tanny McGinnis, then Public Information and Communications Deputy for the Sheriff's Office, was admonished for sending invitations to a Republican Party candidate meet and greet from her Sheriff's Department email account while on duty. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.